House. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guest Wine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, B. Johnson Electric, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by ABC Appleton Building Center, your home-owned hometown building center downtown Appleton. See them for all your building needs, including dimension lumber, deck material, shingles, and more. They have Larson combination doors and Anderson windows. ABC Appleton Building Center. Brought to you by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
We're going to need Minnesota youth to be prepared to face the challenges the future will bring. Right now, kids in 4-H programs are growing critical skills in science, agriculture, leadership, and more, as well as developing their interests in a variety of different topics. To learn more about 4-H programs near you, go to z.umn.edu/4hjoin.
This is Lisa Lissamore, Associate Director for the Minnesota State High School League and a 1978 graduate of St. Paul Central High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. We're at the home of Lacaparle Valley Eagles for some girls basketball here this evening between your Lacaparle Valley Eagles and the visiting Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. I am Brad Greenwald filling in tonight for Paul Ramel, so do not adjust your radios or your electronic device, whatever you are tuning in on. Brad Greenwald, I am actually the voice of the Blue Jays, but I've done a lot of basketball games with Paul, and Paul being under the weather, he called me, and so I will be bringing you the game here tonight. And Paul, if you're listening, get well soon, my friend, and I hope to see you back in the broadcast booth wearing the microphone or wearing the headset here soon. Starting lineups are being introduced, and we're going to I'll bring that starting lineup to you. And the starting lineup is brought to you by State Farm and your State Farm agent, Tony Arata. For the Blue Jays, starting is going to be number 5, the junior, Micah Dunnick. Number 22, the junior, Molly Mulder. Number 23, the freshman, Lauren Tejas. Number 25, the junior, Coco Dunnick. And 31, the senior, Nissa Vogel. So the Blue Jays are going to go with 3 juniors, 1 freshman, and 1 senior. The Lacaparle Valley Eagles tonight going with number 2, the senior, Macy Lund. Number 3, the junior, Addie Bond. Number 5, the sophomore, Taylor Shelstead. Number 10, the senior, Cassidy Olson. And number 24, the senior, Alex Stitt. These two teams played just a couple weeks ago in Prinsburg, and that was a matchup of first place was on the line as the Blue Jays trailed at that time Lacaparle by just 1 game. So a win by the Blue Jays would have moved them into a first place tie. But the Lacaparle Valley Eagles came out in front in that game 57-40. It was a back and forth battle in the first half. Lacaparle had a 27-23 lead at halftime. So but it was all Lacaparl in the second half as they turned a four-point halftime lead into a 17-point win with that 57-40 win. So the Blue Jays going to try to get some revenge here tonight. Lacaparl leading the conference here at an 8-2 record. Central Christian and McCray both tied for second place, and those two teams split their season series, each team winning on the road, and they are at 8-5, so they are three games back. After this game, the Central Christian Blue Jays will have two conference games left, but after this game, Lacaparl still has four games left, so there is room, but certainly a win here tonight for the Eagles will put them in a pretty good position here to win the conference. We are underway here at the Lacaparl High School. The Blue Jays in their road white uniforms, blue numbers, black trim. The Eagles in their home red uniforms, white numbers, and gray trim. The Blue Jays work the ball around, finally get it down low into the freshman Lauren Tejas. She is fouled on the play. The foul is going to go against Cassidy Olson, her first, team's first, and that'll send the freshman Lauren Tejas to the free throw line to shoot two. So she eyes up her first one, and that one hits off the front of the rim, no good. 17-43, just underway here. Thank you all for joining us here tonight. And the second free throw is good. So Lauren Tejas starts the scoring here for the Blue Jays. And now Lacaparl has the ball here to get things started. The sophomore, Taylor Shelstead, manning the point guard. She able to drive around the corner, but she has to pass it out to the side in Macy Lund. And that pass gets tipped around. It's a loose ball on the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball called between Shelstead and Nissa Vogel. The arrow now points to the Eagles as the Blue Jays won the opening tip. So the Eagles will throw it in underneath their own hoop. It'll lob pass into Olson. Now a far side screen gets in the corner to Lund. Macy trying to drive on Coco Dunnick. Can't find any room. Hands it off to Stitt. Now back to Macy Lund. Macy Lund trying to turn the corner and gets a backdoor cut by Shelstead. Shelstead's reverse layup no good. Rebound goes to Cassidy Olson. And her putback shot is no good. But she does draw the foul on the play. So she will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to go against Nissa Vogel. That'll be her first, team's first. And Cassidy Olson at the free throw line to try to take the lead here. The gym gets quiet. And the first free throw for Olson is nothing at the bottom of the net. So each team patient on offense, working the ball around, find a way to get it down low in the middle, drawing a foul. The Blue Jays went 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And Lacaparl goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line. So the Eagles now with a 2-1 lead, and they come out with a three-quarter court zone trap press. Blue Jays breaking it easy. This is Vogel on top. She put up the three-point shot. That one off to the left. No good. Rebound on the floor. And we're not going to get a jump ball as the Eagles come away with it. This is Lund. Macy, cross the timeline. Gets it on top to Shelstead. She'll pull up for three. That one is good. Taylor Shelstead with a triple. And the Eagles now up by 4. Blue Jays working the ball back here in the middle. Molly Moeller, left-handed curl shot is good. Molly Moeller takes a pass, just turns right to her right side, and then puts the ball up with her left hand. She scores, and the score now 5-3. And then quickly back come the Eagles. As a three-point shot there by Addie Bond is good. So back-to-back triples for the Eagles on their end of the offensive court. And now Molly Moeller pulls up from the free throw line. That shot no good. Rebound goes to Macy Lund. Macy, she'll just keep it. Jogs it across the timeline, then picked up by Dunnick. Macy trying to turn the corner. Nothing happening there, so she's going to retreat back to the top of the key and get it to Bond. Bond, fresh off her three-pointer, swings it around to Stitt. Now on the near side to Shelstead. Her three-point shot is good! Taylor Shelstead with another three-pointer. She's got 6, and the Eagles lead 11-3, 15:50 to go. And so now the Blue Jays working it around here, and they draw the foul. The foul is, I'm still waiting for the foul to go on the board. It looks like it's going to go against Alex Stitt, so the senior will pick up her first personal foul, team second. Now the ball gets inside to Molly Moeller, fakes a shot, puts up a shot from the post, and that one's good. Molly Moeller now, she's got 4 points. The Blue Jays cut the deficit down to 6. 15:30 to go. The Eagles lead 11-5. Quickly back comes the Eagles. That shot is blocked. Ball's on the floor, and we're going to get a tie ball. And the arrow will point now to the Blue Jays. And the Eagles kind of picking up this game where they left off in Prinsburg, starting out on fire and playing really good defense here. A box and one being played here for Lacko Parle, trying to slow down the junior guard. And now the ball goes in the backcourt off the tip, so the Blue Jays able to retreat and go get it. Now Micah Dunick gets it off to her cousin Coco Dunick. Now she thought about taking a high screen, goes left, can't quite get turn the baseline on Macy Lund. And now the ball is trying to be thrown down low into Lauren Tejas. It goes off her hands, out of bounds, and the Eagles will get the ball back. So turnover Blue Jays now. Eagles leading 11-5, 14:50 to go. We're in half number one here. The first place Eagles in the Canada Conference North against the second place Blue Jays. And now faking left, going right as Stitt loses control of the ball, but Shellstead there to pick it up. Shellstead turns the corner. Now in the corner to Bond. Bond's three-pointer from the corner is good. Hattie Bond with another triple. She's got two threes. Taylor Shellstead's got two threes. And we get a timeout called on the floor by the Blue Jays. 14:25 to go here in half number one. The Eagles off to a fast start, leading 14-5.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Back to action here in Lacko Parle. The Blue Jays had a good shot from the block by Mulder. It was no good. The Lacko Parle Valley Eagles come back and get a two-point shot from the baseline out of Addie Bond. She now has 8 points. It increases the lead now 16-5 in favor of the Eagles. Blue Jays come down, get a shot by Coco Dunick. That one goes off the rim, out of bounds, and the Eagles now back at it on the offensive end. The Blue Jays changing up their defense. They were going from what they started with, a man-to-man, and now they're going to a 2-3 zone. And now Taylor Shellstead from the top of the key. That shot no good. Rebound goes to Micah Dunick. Coco Dunick gets it to Molly Mulder. Now forces it down low to Tejas. Boy, how did that get through? But it found a way to get through, but the ball has to be passed back out, and Dunick will start it on top. A two-high post here for the Blue Jays. Dunick now tries to go in the corner. A nice skip pass over to Nissa Vogel. Her shot is no good, but the rebound goes to Mulder, but it is tipped out of her hands by Macy Lund, so Macy gets the steal. She gets it quickly ahead to Addie Bond. Now in the corner to Stitt. Stitt back out to Lund. Back in the corner to Stitt. She's thinking about the three-pointer. Now it is stolen by Dunick. Dunick has a one-on-one fast break. Her and Macy Lund, left-handed layup on the way. It's good. And the foul is called. The hoop and the harm for Coco Dunick. She scores her first 2 points of the game. The foul is going to go against Macy Lund. That'll be her first and team's third of the half. Checking into the game now for the Eagles comes number one, the sophomore Riley Lund, and number 15, the sophomore Cameron Lee. Checking out was Olsen, and I believe it was Stitt. And now Dunick, free throw on the way. It is good. So Coco Dunn completes the old-fashioned three-point play. The Blue Jays still getting doubled up here by the Eagles. 16-8 is your score. Right down the middle of the lane, and how about that drop pass? That is exactly how you work it. Taylor Shellstead gets past her man, forcing the post player defense to come up to stop her. She just has the drop pass, the bounce pass right into the middle, right where Cameron Lee was for the easy basket, and now a steal by the Eagles, and then a steal back now for the Blue Jays. Macy Lund had it on top of the key, was going to get ready to pass it, but the Blue Jay defense getting back in time, not poking the ball out. Now the offense goes back to work. Molly Mulder, shot off the backboard, no good. Ball's on the floor. It is still loose, picked up by Nissa Vogel. The Eagles staying in their box and one defense here, and the one being the Taylor Shellstead is guarding man-to-man against Coco Dunnick. Blue Jays pretty methodical here, taking their time on the offensive end. Nissa Vogel on the top of the key. Takes a high screen from Molly Mulder. Now in the corner to Dunnick. Coco looking at her options here. Swing pass near side to Micah Dunnick. Now down low to Molly Mulder. How about that play? That shot is no good. And the rebound goes to Macy Lund. Macy, she'll keep it. Now near side corner to Addie Bond. Three-pointers on the way. It is good! Addie Bond with another triple. She's got 11 already in double figures here tonight. 21-8 is your score, but quickly back come the Blue Jays. Coco Dunnick scores a field goal. Score, Eagles 21, Blue Jays 10. Far side is Lund. She's going to put up a three-pointer of her own. That shot no good, and the rebound goes nearly to midcourt. Finally picked up by Mulder. Mulder gets ahead to Dunnick. Dunnick left-handed layup on the way. That one is good. Coco Dunnick now with 7 points in the game, 21-12, 10:40 to go, half number one. Macy Lund has it, now on top. Blue Jays staying in their 2-3 zone. Sometimes they'll mix that up with a 1-2-2 zone. Now in the middle is Bond. Bond quickly back around, skip pass over to the near side to Lund. Lund back on top to Shellstead. Shellstead playing catch with Bond. Shellstead 3-4 is good again! Taylor Shellstead with a three-pointer. She's got three of them for a total of 9 points in the game. 24-12 is your score. Nissa Vogel on top, near side. Micah Dunnick goes down low to Tejas. Tejas, one dribble shot on the way. No good. And the rebound is going to go to, it's actually going to hit the out-of-bounds line. Macy Lund battling hard against Molly Mulder. Molly's probably got 3-4 inches on her, put in the reach. She's probably got over a half a foot. Macy Lund working hard to get that rebound, but could not stop Mulder, and the ball ended up out of bounds. The Blue Jays get it back now. Dunnick, she's going to put up a quick three-pointer. That one's going to hit the front of the rim. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds again, but this time it's going to go to the Eagles. 9:48 to go, half number one. Eagles up 24-12 against the Blue Jays here. Shellstead, the sophomore, player of the game, certainly, when these two teams battled the first time in Prinsburg, and is having another electric night here to start things off tonight. She's got 9 points. Shellstead with it. Shellstead far side now to Lund. Lund puts up a three-pointer. That one is good! Macy Lund knocks down the three-pointer. It's her first 3 points of the night, and the Eagles expanding this lead, now leading by 15 points. Three-pointer by Dunnick, Micah Dunnick. That one is no good. Another rebound for Macy Lund, her fourth of the game. Macy, far side is Shellstead. Shellstead hits Lund with that little give and go, but Lund ends up dragging her pivot foot, so a traveling violation is called. Turnover by the Eagles. Turnover battle pretty close here. Three turnovers for the Eagles, two for the Blue Jays. So now the Blue Jays, 9 minutes to go. Quarter one is done. This is second quarter here of the first half. Regan Swart into the game now for the Blue Jays. Nissa Vogel, she'll put up a three-pointer top of the key. That one is good. Nissa Vogel knocks down the three-pointer. Her first 3 points tonight. She's got one rebound. The Blue Jays still trail 27-15. Eagles now on top with Shellstead. Finds a wide open Tori Bungardner and then kicks it to the far side wing. 3-point shot, no good, and the rebound goes to Mulder. so the Blue Jays will slow the pace down a little bit, gets it to their junior guard, Coco Dunning. She's going to take a high screen from Mulder, goes left, now in the corner to Vogel. Vogel thought about another three-pointer, decides not to take it. The Blue Jays will work around. Skip cast near side to Swart. Swart. Now to Mulder, now far side to Vogel. Now she'll pull the trigger for three, and that one is good. Nissa Vogel, back-to-back three-pointers for the Blue Jays. She's got six, and the lead now back within 10. So the Eagles coming back in the middle is Bumgarten, but she is fouled on the play. The Blue Jays are leaving a hole right at the free throw line, and the Eagles are exploiting that. Coco Dunick picks up her first, team second for the Blue Jays. See if the Eagles continue to work that free throw line area and work some 15-foot jumpers out of it. On the inbound pass, the play goes to Alex Stitt, and Alex Stitt knocks down the three-pointer. She's got 3 points in the game, and the score now 30-18 in favor of the Eagles. Back now to the Blue Jays, driving into the lane. A foul is called, and it'll result in two free throws now coming for the junior guard, Coco Dunick. The foul going to go against Cameron Lee. The sophomore picks up her first, team second. Coco Dunick at the free throw line. She's 1-for-1 from the free throw line tonight, completing the old-fashioned three-point play. First free throw is a bit short, rattles out into the game now for the Blue Jays. Comes Emma Roislin. She checks in for Lauren Tages. Second free throw. It's on the way, and that one is good. So 30-19, Eagles still leading. They have gotten off to a fast start, picking up where they left in the last game these two teams met. And now that pass is stolen by Mulder. Mulder ahead to Dunick. Dunick has a 1-on-4 fast break, so she is forced to slow it down and reset the offense. Dunick taking a high screen to the right. In the corner for Micah Dunick. Micah driving baseline, gets it to Mulder. Mulder's layup on the way. It is good. Nice offensive play there for the Blue Jays. They score again, and the lead back under 10 points here for the Eagles. The Blue Jay fans trying to help out their team get back into this game. Bumgarten gets in the corner to Stitt. Stitt tries another three-point shot from the corner. That one is no good. Lee with the rebound. Her putback shot is no good. Ball's on the floor, and it is picked up by Shelstead. She gets it to Stitt. Stitt's shot is no good. Cameron Lee gets the rebound. Her shot is good, and she's fouled on the play. Cameron Lee with the offensive rebound putback. She now has 4 points in the game, and she is at the free throw line for her own old-fashioned three-point play. She has two rebounds on the night to go along with 4 points. She's trying to make it five. The score here, 32-21. 6:57 to go. Half number one. Free throw on the way. It is good. So she completes the three-point play, does Lee, and the score is 33-21. We got a timeout on the floor here. The timeout this time taken by the Eagles, so we'll take a quick break. 6:57 to go. The Eagles up 33-21.
This is Jesse Dans, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Five Star Gesswein Motors on U.S. Highway 15, Melbank. Gesswein Motors has one of the largest selections of new and used vehicles, has been in business for over 40 years. You can browse their lot by going to their website at GesswineMotors.com or call Jim at 800-442-5545. Like Jim says, no one sells for less, and we're worth the drive.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back to the gymnasium here at Lackawanna Valley High School. The Eagles leading the Blue Jays here tonight, 33-21, 6:50 to go, half number one. And now Dunick driving, and then she gets called for the traveling violation, trying to split two defenders against that zone defense the Eagles have on. Gets called for the travel, a turnover here by the Blue Jays. It's been all Eagles. The Blue Jays got the first point of the game on a free throw, obviously. The lead 1-0, but then the Eagles come back on a 14-4 run to take a 14-5 lead and have not looked back since. Riley Lund has it in the corner. Gets it out. Three-pointer by Shelstad. It's on the way, and it is good! Taylor Shellstead with another triple. She's got 4 3-pointers here in half number one for a total of 12 points here tonight to go along with 2 rebounds. Blue Jays coming back here. Nessa Vogel has it on top of the key near side of Micah Dunning. Now down low to Emma Roysland. Emma kicks it back out. Now on top to Vogel. Vogel back now inside to Mulder. Mulder's shot is blocked from behind by Stiff, but they're going to call the foul. That is going to be the second personal foul against Alex Stiff, the senior. The 15th foul overall. Alex really did not like that call a whole heck of a lot, nor did the coach. But the foul is in the books. Molly Mulder goes to the free throw line. She makes the first of her 2 free throws. She's got 7 points on the night to go along with 4 rebounds so far. So the junior post player here for the Blue Jays having a good game here so far tonight, and also drains the second one. So 8-4. Molly Mulder on her way to a double-double here tonight. So the Eagles back on offense, leading this game 36-23. The Blue Jays still in a 2-3 zone. Skip pass near side to Stitt. Stitt drives in. Then she's triple teamed, and then the ball is stolen by Dunnick. Coco Dunnick across the timeline. Splits another double team on the way down, but she misses the layup. The rebound picked up by Molly Mulder, and then the ball goes past the half court line. I think Lauren Tejas for the Blue Jays thought it might have been tipped, but it wasn't tipped. Molly was just trying to get it out of the paint area because she was quadruple teamed down there. Just couldn't see anybody down there. Threw it out front. The Blue Jays take the over and back violation. So back now come the Eagles. This is Lee. Far side to Stitt. Now on top to Lund. Lund near side to Addy Bond. Addy Bond right down low to Bungarden. That shot is no good, but the ball will stay with the Eagles. So Addy Bond, or Macy Lund, excuse me, throwing it underneath their own hoop. It goes right in. Shot is no good, and the rebound goes to Molly Mulder. Molly Mulder now with 6 rebounds tonight already. We are still at 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Nissa Vogel, 3-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Bungarner. The junior pulls down the rebound. And now the Eagles back to work on the offensive end. Addy Bond, free throw line extended. Playing catch now near side to Stitt. Stitt on top to Lund, far side to Bond. Bond finally goes down low, and now an open look here for Macy Lund. 3-pointer on the way, no good. And the rebound is by Lee, and Lee is fouled on the putback shot. Cameron Lee doing a really good job on the offensive end. She's got 3 rebounds so far, all on the offensive glass. And they're actually not going to call, they're not going to call a shooting foul. The crowd not really liking that call at all, wanting the 2 shots, but they're not going to give it to her. The foul is going to go on Lauren Tejas for the Blue Jays, her first, team's 4th, and on the inbounds pass, it gets tipped out of bounds by Mulder. So it'll stay with the Eagles. Tough inbound play here for the Eagles when it goes into the corner. It's hard to run an inbounds play when you're throwing it from the corner, but Lund has to do just that. Macy Lund, the senior, gets it in. Shellstead fakes a 3-pointer, dribbles to her left, gets it back to Lund. Lund looking down low in to try to find Lee, but the Blue Jays have the defense there for that one. Now Stitt has it in the corner. Skip pass over to Lund. Lund back on top to Shellstead. Now near side to Stitt. Finally finds Addy Bond down low, and then that pass is stolen by Nissa Vogel. Nissa back to Coco Dunnick. Left-handed layup is good. Coco Dunnick now with 10 points in the game. And the Blue Jays just kind of hanging around here in this game. Kind of thought the Eagles would run away with it. And then we got a foul out front against Coco Dunnick. That should be her 2nd, if the referees, that's what it is going to be. And it will be. So Coco Dunnick picks up her 2nd, team's 5th. Both teams now with 5 team fouls. Both teams have used 1 timeout and have 4 left. 4:09 to go here, half number 1. Eagles leading this one 36-25 over the Blue Jays. Lund has it. Now a little skip pass down low, triangle action to Olsen, and then a traveling violation is called against Olsen, so it'll give the Blue Jays the ball back. Brad Greenwald on the microphone here tonight in place of the ill Paul Ramel. Now inside to Tejas. Tejas kicks it back out to Micah Dunnick. Micah inside to Molly Mulder. 10-foot shot on the way. Rattles in and out. No good. And Macy Lund comes up with another rebound. She now has 5 rebounds on the night. Does Lund to go along with 3 points. So Macy has it. Now with Shelstad, near side, Stitt. She'll put up a three-point shot. That one off the backboard, no good. The rebound is loose on the floor. How about that play by Addie Bond? Addie Bond, in the middle of two Blue Jay defenders, jumps up, takes the ball in her hand, throws it off of Dunnock's legs, out of bounds, so the Eagles will maintain possession. Throwing it underneath her own hoop, comes to the corner, now out to Olsen. Olsen back to the corner to Lund, back out to Stitt. Now Stitt will reset the offense here. Eagles finding Bond. Bond, turnaround 10-footer. That one, no good. The rebound on the floor. It's loose, but picked up by Olsen. Olsen gets it back on top to Stitt. Far side now to Shelstad. Shelstad back to Olsen. 10 feet away on the baseline. Dribbles to her left. Finds Bond. Bond now up front to Lund. Shelstad, the sophomore. She'll put up a three-point shot. That one is good! Taylor Shelstad, 5 3-pointers here in the half. She's got 2 rebounds to go along with those 15 points. Coco Dunnock quickly comes back here for the Blue Jays. Layup on the way, no good. The referee blows the whistle. I believe it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Jays. No foul called on it. So the Blue Jays will throw the ball in underneath their own hoop. How about Taylor Shelstad? 5 3-pointers. She also has 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and now she's with the ball off the miss. So give her another rebound, and Shelstad, she'll set up the offense. Gets it to Lund. Lund back to Stitt, now in the corner to Shelstad. Shelstad playing catch now with Macy Lund. They'll work the ball around now to the far side. Good rotation here offensively for the Eagles. Always has a cutter going through. Shelstad takes a three. Drop pass to Bond. Bond shot, no good. The rebound goes to Olsen. Olsen's putback shot's no good, but she is fouled on the play, so Olsen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She has 4 rebounds, does Olsen. The foul is going to go against Lauren Tages, her second, team's sixth, and Cassidy Olsen, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Scored the first 2 points of the game here for the Eagles here tonight, and that one is nothing but net. I believe she has 3 free throws made. All 3 of them have been nothing but net. I don't think the rim has been touched yet. 40-25. Eagles lead this one. 2:16 to go, half number one. Second free throw on the way. That one is also nothing but net. She now has 4 points, and the Eagles lead now by 16. Dunnock takes a high screen from Mulder, splits a double team, little runner on its way, shot no good, and the rebound is picked up by Shelstad. Shelstad, she's running it across the timeline, tries to get it ahead to Stitt, but the pass was too far in front of her. She tried to save it before it went out of bounds, but the Blue Jays come up with a steal in Micah Dunnock. So Coco Dunning gets it back to Vogel. She shoots a three-pointer. That one is good. Nissa Vogel, she's got 3 triples in the night to go along with 1 rebound. And right when you think the Eagles are going to run away with it, the Blue Jays come right back with a basket of their own. Shelstad on top. Gets it back near side to Stitt. Stitt skip pass over to Lund. Lund, 3-pointer. It's on its way. No good. But the rebound is collected by Bond. Bond gets it to Stitt. Her 3-pointer is good. The senior Alex Stitt now with 2 triples. She's got 6 on the night. And quickly back come the Blue Jays. Vogel, she'll try a 3-pointer of her own. And that one is good. 3-pointers falling from all over the gymnasium here tonight. 31-44, 1 minute left. Another 3-pointer, this one by Lund, and that one is good. You might have to get the fire department out here. There's so many people on fire tonight. Both sides of the court cannot miss a shot. Down low, Tages, she has her shot blocked from behind, or she does not. The ball said it went out of bounds on the Blue Jays, so the Eagles will get the ball back. 40 seconds left to go. Eagles leading this one 47-31. See if they decide to take the last shot. The Blue Jays in a 2-3 zone, so it won't be a problem just to hold the ball out front. Nobody guarding Macy Lund. She's just standing there. She'll retreat, get it back to Shelstad. So now the Blue Jay defense extends themselves. In the corner is Bond. Bond gets it out. Stitt now on top to Lund. Lund being very patient. Now there's 10 seconds left. See what the Eagles decide to do here. Gets it over to Stitt. Stitt, he defended by Vogel, trying to find some room. Now to Shelstead. Shelstead, near side to Lund. Lund driving in. Left hand layup at the buzzer is good! Count the basket at the buzzer. AC Lund scores. She's got 8 points in the half, and the two teams will hit the locker room. How about this? 49 points for the Lacqua Valley Eagles in the first half. I don't have the shooting percentages. I'll see if I can get them, but it is a very high percentage here tonight. But do not go anywhere. We got the Monica Apparel and Accessories Halftime Show coming up here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for the Monica Apparel and Accessories Halftime Show in just a minute.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202. Whitnable Development Properties also has storefront space available on Main Street in Madison. Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison, and right on Highway 212, Dawson. Dustin, Casey, and the gang are always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Dawson and in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome back here to the Monica Apparel and Accessories Halftime Show. Brad Greenwald filling in for Paul Ramo here tonight, and just kind of running down some first half stats. It's been a very entertaining first half. Lacqua Parle has been in control most of the half, but the field goal shooting has been quite exciting. 49 points here at halftime. So running out some stats here for the Blue Jays, and I'll just kind of go in numerical order. Molly Mulder, 8 points and six rebounds, so she's on her way for a double-double. Lauren Tages with a rebound. Coco Dunick with 10 points, has an assist and two steals. Nissa Vogel with 12 points, leading the way here for the Blue Jays here tonight. Coco Dunick just with 6 points, the first time these two teams played, already has 10. And Molly Mulder did have a double-double last time these two teams played, with 12 points and 12 rebounds, and well on her way to doing so here today. For the Eagles here, we got Macy Lund with 8 points and 5 rebounds, 2 steals. Addie Bond with 11 points, 1 rebound. Taylor Shellstead, 15 points on 5 3-pointers. And, folks, she's only missed once. She is 5 for 6 from the 3-point line here tonight. She's got 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Cassidy Olson with 4 points and 4 rebounds. Cameron Lee with 5 points and 3 rebounds. And then Alex Stitt has 2 3-pointers. But the Eagles shooting so impressive from the 3-point line. 12 for 19 from the 3-point line, 63%. They've only shot 9 2-pointers, but they've made 4 of 9, so 44%. So a total of 16 for 28 total from the field. But anytime you're shooting 12 for 19 from the 3-point line, you should continue to shoot that, and that's what the Eagles have done. As they just continue to pour it on here, shooting 63%, led by the sophomore Taylor Shellstead, and she is 5 for 6 from the 3-point line. But there's just nobody that is shooting bad right now for the Eagles. The Blue Jays shooting 7 for 18 from the 2-point line for 38%, and from the 3-point line they're shooting 4 for 9, 44%. And that's nothing to hang your shoulders on or be down about. The Blue Jays shooting well. They've worked the ball well on the offensive end. It's just that the Lacaparral Valley is just making everything. Their offensive efficiency has just been great here this evening. So they lead this one 49-31. The Eagles started this game with a 14-4 start to take a 14-5 lead after the Blue Jays made the first free throw, the first point of the game. So they started out with a 14-4 start, and then they ended the half on a 13-6 run. The Blue Jays kind of had this deficit between that 9 and probably 13-14-point deficit. But then now with the extra push here at the end by the Eagles, they push this lead up to 18 points. The first time these two teams played, the final score was 57-40. Lacaparral just about equaling that here tonight. So certainly some home court advantage here for the Eagles as they lead this one, led by the sophomore Taylor Shellstead, and she did such an impressive job on the defensive end back in Prinsburg as she shut out Coco Dunnick. Coco Dunnick in that game only had 6 points, 2 free throws and 2 field goals for a total of 6. But Coco now has 10 points, and the Blue Jays have certainly worked the ball around better to try to open up their star junior guard. And we do have a couple other scores from around the conference here today. The one that I do have in right now is at halftime, the TMB girls leading Lakeview 33-17, and then also RTR leading RCW 34-13. And then one boys basketball game. Lacaparral is in Kirkhoven. Lacaparral leading. That's a boys basketball game. 25-17 leading that game in Kirkhoven. So we got 2 minutes left to go here in the half, and that'll do it for the Monica Apparel Accessories halftime show. We'll send it back, take a quick break, and we'll come back for the second half between the Eagles and the Blue Jays.
Paul Ramo here at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson, and St. Patrick's Day is coming up, Monica.
It sure is, Paul Ramo, and I'm so excited because green is such a fun, and festive color. So come on into Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson on 931 Chestnut Street, and come in maybe for something to wear for St. Patty's Day.
All right. Let's hear your Irish accent, Monica.
Well, Paul Ramo, I don't really know if I have an accent, but I'm open Wednesday through Friday from 10 till 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook, darling.
Okay, that sounded more British than Irish, huh?
I don't know. Come on in.
Shop Monica's on Chestnut Street in Dawson.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, back to action here. We've got a girls' basketball game here tonight between the Eagles and the Blue Jays. We are underway here in the second half. And at the free throw line right now for the Eagles is Cassie Olson. She's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Hasn't hit the rim yet, but she did on that one. Misses it short. Second free throw on the way. That one also no good. So there's a surprise there. Cassie Olson misses both free throws. On the rebound, there is a jump ball called, and the Blue Jays have the arrow. We do have another halftime score here. Girls basketball, KMS at Canby. KMS leading that game 25-17. Also in girls basketball, Mineota leading YME at halftime 39-22. And now Molly Muller back for the Blue Jays. She collects the ball at the block, turns around and scores. So Molly now with 10 points in the game. She's in double figures with 6 rebounds. And now a three-pointer. Wow, how about that? The Eagles missing a three after they went 12-for-19 in half number one. The opening three-point shot, no good here for the Eagles. So the Blue Jays trail this one 33-49. And no, you'd think by that score we're probably about 5 or maybe 10 minutes away from the end of the game. But we have just started the second half. And now a turnover here by the Blue Jays will give the ball back to L'Aquaparle. Turnovers have not added up for either team. 4 turnovers here for the Blue Jays in the first half, 8 turnovers for L'Aquaparle. So L'Aquaparle actually losing the turnover battle, but certainly ahead where it counts, and that's on the scoreboard. So the shot no good. Rebound by Cassidy Olson. Give her another offensive rebound, and the Eagles will go back to work here on the offensive end. This is Shellstead looking to turn the corner. Has to hand it off to Bond. Back to Shellstead now. Shellstead defended by Micah Dunnick. And now wide open is Bond from the elbow. Her shot is good. Addie Bond had 11 in the first half. She's got 2 more. Give her 13 points, 1 rebound. And the Eagles are on the board here in half number 2, now leading 51-33. But the Blue Jays come right back. And the shot was made by Coco Dunnick. She's got 12 points. Eagles come right back. Her shot off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound picked up by Micah Dunnick. So here comes Coco Dunnick. Coco trying to drive on Shellstead, and she draws the foul against Taylor. Taylor was retreating, and Coco simply just ran into Taylor's back to draw the contact. And when you draw the contact, there's typically a foul called, and that's what happened there for Shellstead. That is just her first foul of the game, team's first of the half, and the Blue Jays back on offense. Three-pointer by Micah Dunnick. That one is good. Micah Dunnick with her first 3 points of the night. She's got 2 rebounds, but the Eagles still lead by 15, 51-36, 15:45 to go. Pass goes awry and out of bounds, and another turnover here by the Eagles. So the Blue Jays, after trailing by 18 in the first half, they now have the deficit cut to 13, and we get a timeout called by the Eagles. So we'll take a quick break here. The Eagles leading 51-38.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
All right, back to the gymnasium here. Brad Grinnell on the call here for Paul Ramo. The Eagles leading this one 51-38, but the Blue Jays trailing by 18 at halftime have started this half on a 7-2 run to try to tighten things up here a little bit. The timeout was not called by the Eagles, by the way. It was actually called by the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays with three timeouts left. The Eagles still with four. Three-point shot goes off the side of the rim for Micah Dunick. Ball goes out of bounds, and the Eagles will get the ball back here, leading by 13, 15 and a half to go in the game. Shelstead gets in the corner now to Bond. Bond looking to find an opening, can't find any, gets it to Lund. The senior guard, Lund, now back on top to Stitt. Alex finds near side to Bond. Bond driving with her left hand, can't get past Tejas, and now Shelstead gets all the way in the lane. Oh, she had a chance for the layup, but tried to drop pass across the lane to Olsen, but the pass couldn't be handled by Olsen. Goes out of bounds. Another turnover here by the Eagles will give the Blue Jays back the ball. They do have a chance to cut this deficit down to 10 points. Vogel on top to Dunick. Coco, oh, tried to pass it to Mulder. Mulder wasn't looking, so that's the easiest steal in the game for Addie Bond. Now this is Macy Lund. Macy Lund, wide open, top of the key. That shot rims in and out, no good, and Tejas pulls down the rebound. Tejas, she'll get it to Coco Dunick. She splits the double team. Nobody still stopped her. She goes right down the middle of the lane, floater on the way, no good. Rebound goes to Cassidy Olsen. So Olsen, she'll get it back to Stitt. Stitt now on top to Shelstead. Shelstead looking to drive. She's going to pull up three-point shot. It's on its way. That one is no good, and Coco Dunick collects the rebound. That'll be the first rebound for Dunick. Dunick near side to Micah Dunick. Micah driving left hand. Shot on the way. No good. She wanted the foul on that one. It was not called. And back now comes the Eagles and Shelstead. Shelstead taking the high screen. Driving back the other way. And then her shot is blocked. But a foul is called on Dunick. On Micah Dunick. That should be her second. And that'll send Shelstead to the free throw line to shoot two. Shelstead, 15 points on 5 3-pointers in the first half. She's 0 for 2 here in the second half after going 5 for 6 in the first half. The first free throw is good. Into the game now for the Eagles comes Riley Lund and Cameron Lee. The gym awfully quiet. Boy, the gym gets really quiet when the Eagles are at the free throw line. I almost feel like I got a whisper into this headset. Second free throw is good. So 2 for 2 from the free throw line goes Shelstead. And the Eagles increase their lead to 15. 53-38 is your score. 13-50 to go in the game. Vogel for the Blue Jays. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Nissa Vogel, she's got 5 3-pointers of her own to go along with one rebound. And the Blue Jays still kind of hanging around here against the Eagles. Shot is blocked by Molly Mulder. Ball's on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball call, I believe. That is going to be the call. The Eagles will get the possession arrow here, so they will throw it in underneath their own basket. Six made three-pointers for the Blue Jays. Five of them coming from Nissa Vogel, one from Micah Dunning just a couple possessions ago. Riley Lund has it. Now gets it off to Shelstead. Shelstead has a backdoor cutter instead, but decides not to go to her. Now Shelstead wide open, three-pointer on the way. It's good! Taylor Shelstead, she missed her first two of the half, does not miss her third. And now the score is 56-41, and we get a foul called out front here against the Eagles. So the foul is going to go against Alex Stitt. That'll be her third, team second, and the Blue Jays will throw the ball in. And then quickly up the bench comes Tori Bungarten. And now there's an errant pass that is stolen by Shelstead. Shelstead 1-1 against Dunick. Layup on the way. It's good. Taylor Shelstead, 22 points, 5 rebounds. and three assists as Dunnick comes right back. Left-hand layup on the way by Dunnick is good. Coco Dunnick scores for the Blue Jays. She's got 12 points, one rebound. And now the Eagles going back to work with Shellstead, top of the key. Oh, she had a moment there where she could have popped the three-pointer, but that pass is stolen by Mulder, gets it to Dunnick. Coco Dunnick tries to go left, ball is knocked away, still loose, ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay now with the Blue Jays. 12:25 to go in the second half. Eagles leading 58-43. And now Stitt checks out of the game with her three personal fouls. Ball gets inbound to Vogel. She's going to put up another three-pointer. That one well short, and the rebound goes to Cameron Lee. Cameron Lee now with four rebounds, and then another turnover here by the Eagles. So a few turnovers. The Eagles played such a good first half offensively, and now getting a little sloppy here in the second half, but still maintain a 15-point lead. Four turnovers in the second half alone now for the Eagles, and that three-point shot by Nessa Vogel is good. How about Nessa Vogel today? Six triples in the game for the senior guard. And now the Blue Jay fans right in front of me here trying to wake up the defense here, slow down the Eagles offense. Now a step back shot. How impressive is that? Taylor Shellstead with a step back 17-footer that hits the bottom of the net. And that also prompts a timeout called by the Eagles. We will take the break with them. 11:44 to go in the game. The Eagles up 60-46.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
All right. We're back to the gym here in Lac Le Parle. The Eagles still leading this one 60-46. It's an offensive explosion between these two teams. Lac Le Parle comes into the game averaging 59 points a game, so they have already eclipsed that. The Blue Jays coming in averaging 55 points a game, so they're well on their way for that. But the defense is probably the thing that's the most amazing to me, is these two teams are pretty good on the defensive end. Lac Le Parle second in the conference in points allowed, only giving up 40 points a game. The Blue Jays already with 46 points. And now a different defense here. And it's actually still going to be a box and one for the Eagles. Shellstead is going to shadow Coco Dunnick. Now down low to Tejas. Tejas back to Micah Dunnick. Three-pointer. It's on its way. It's good. Micah Dunnick's got two triples, both in the second half. She's got two rebounds to go along with her 6 points. And the Eagles now lead by just 11 points. Near side to Lunt. She's going to put a wide-open three-pointer. And that is no doubt about that one. Macy Lunt knocks down a triple. She now has 11 points and 5 rebounds. Back comes Micah Dunnick, drop pass, trying to go to Molly Mulder, but the pass goes through everybody's legs out of bounds, and the ball will go back now to the Eagles. 63-49 is your score. Eagles leading this one. But Taylor Shellstead leading the way. 24 points here for the Eagles tonight. Eagles shot so well in the first half, cooling off here a little bit in the second half. And now Macy Lund, another wide-open three-pointer. Doesn't hit that one, but the rebound goes right back to Bumgarten. And her little five-foot shot is good. So the junior Tori Bumgarten scores her first field goal of the night. And the Eagles lead 65-49. And that pass gets tipped, but Coco Dunnick will collect it. Dunnick trying to make a move on Shellstead, splits a double team, puts up a circus shot. That one is no good. And the rebound goes to Bungarn. Now quickly ahead come the Eagles. Back to Macy Lund. And they will reset their offense. The Blue Jays man-to-man defense right now. Goes on top to Shellstead. Shellstead a near steal there by Coco Dunnick. That'll be Coco's third personal foul. And into the game for the Blue Jays comes Regan Swart, the junior. Well, she'll check in for Tejas. three team fouls for the Blue Jays, two fouls for Lacoparl. Just under 10 minutes to go on the game. Lacoparl had raced out to a double-digit lead midway through the first half, and the Blue Jays have never really cut it closer to nine. And how about that play? Tori Bungarden just goes right into the hole, drives baseline. She's now got 4 points, three rebounds. Nissa Vogel comes back for the Blue Jays, and it's another three-pointer. 7 3-pointers now for the senior Nissa Vogel with one rebound. She's got 21 points. So the Eagles try to answer back. Bungarden trying to drive on Swart. Gets cut off, gets it back to Lund. Now on top to Riley Lund. Riley kicks it back to Shellstead. Three-pointer on its way. That one is good! Taylor Shellstead, she's got 27 points, 5 rebounds. 70 points now for Lacoparl tonight, and we still have 9 minutes to go, but back come the Blue Jays. That pass goes right to Regan Swart on the block. She puts up a left-handed layup-type shot. That shot is good, and she is fouled on the play. The foul is going to go against Cameron Lee, her second, team's third, and Cameron Lee will go to the bench now in place of Cassidy Olson. Cameron Lee has done a good job on the inside, for the sophomore post player, playing well, and the free throw by Regan Swart is good. So old-fashioned three-point play for Regan. She'll take a spot on the bench, and back in comes Lauren Tejas. 70-55, Eagles leading this one. 8:51 to go in the game. The Blue Jays just will not go away here. Shellstead drives in, gets it back to Lund. Lund drives in, interior pass to Olson. Ball goes all the way through all the legs and arms, goes out of bounds. The Blue Jays will get the ball back here. So Dunnick gets it to Vogel. Vogel now to Micah Dunnick, inside to Mulder, kicks it back to Vogel. Vogel, she's going to try another one, and how about that? Nissa Vogel, she has 8 3-pointers here tonight. Nissa Vogel, 24 points, all of them coming from downtown. Lund driving in, left-hand layup is blocked by Mulder, but kicked out and rebounded by Riley Lund. Ron gets it down low into Bungarden. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled on the play by Lauren Tejas. It should be her third personal foul, team's fourth. 8:08 to go in the game. Eagles lead 70-58 over the Central Christian Blue Jays. Brad Greenwald on the mic for Paul Ramo today, who is ill. Paul, get well soon. Certainly praying for you. And the first free throw by Bungarden is good. Into the game for the Eagles comes Vaughn and Stitt. Into the game for the Blue Jays comes Roislin. And Bungarden has the ball. Second free throw. It's on its way. And that one is good. 72-58 is your score. Just at the 8-minute mark right now. Roislin in the corner to Dunnick. Three-pointer. That one is good. Coco Dunnick with a triple. And the Blue Jays trail by 11. Stitt gets it to Riley Lund in the corner. Blue Jays staying in their man-to-man defense. Riley Lund driving in. Gets it to the corner. Driving in now is Bungarden. Now back to Olson. Olson driving in. Shot on the way. It's no good. Olson gets the shot, but it's blocked from behind by Tejas. This is Coco Dunnick across the timeline. 2-on-2 fast break. Coco Dunnick driving in. Shot on the way is no good. But she will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So the foul is going to go against Addie Bond. Her first, team's fourth. Addie, 13 points on the night. First free throw by Coco Dunnick. Rims in and out, no good. But now maybe a little bit of an exhale for the Eagles fans out there as Taylor Shellstead checks back into the game now. She takes the place of Bungarden, but when Bungarden was in, did a very nice job, given some minutes here tonight, played very well, scored a couple times, got some free throws. She's got 6 points, but Coco Dunnick makes her second free throw, and we are down to a 10-point lead here for the Eagles. 7:22 to go. 72-62 is your score. We're going right down the middle of the lane. Is Michelle said, but her layup is no good. Rebound goes to Tejas. Tejas gets it back to Coco Dunick, and the Blue Jays back on the attack. Boy, left-handed floater. That's a tough shot. No good. Rebound goes to Shellstead. Shellstead quickly head to Stitt. Stitt layup on the way. No good. The rebound is going to be tied up. It's going to be a jump ball, and the possession arrow points to the Blue Jays. Now into the game for the Blue Jays comes Micah Dunick. She'll take the place of Emma Roiseland. 6:58 to go. Eagles leading 72-62. They've had a comfy 15-point lead, give or take, most of this game. The Blue Jays just will not go away here tonight. Dunick, defended by Riley Lund. Now gets it back to Vogel. Vogel far side to Micah Dunick. Fakes the three-pointer, drives left, gets it into, that is Lauren Tejas. And Lauren Tejas scores two. Her first field goal of the night. She's got 3 points. And now the Eagle lead is now in single figures. And now driving down the lane, how about that shot? An incredible shot by the sophomore, Taylor Shellstead, and the lead grows back to 10. Dunick gets it near side to Vogel. Vogel, got to keep an eye on her. 8 3-pointers. Does miss a Vogel here tonight. She only has 3 misses, so 8 for 11 from the three-point line is Nissa Vogel, but the Blue Jays score once again. With Coco Dunick, she now has 20. And then right back comes Riley Lund. That shot is blocked by Mulder. Mulder gets it to Dunick. And now we got a foot race. It's a 3-on-3 fast break. Gets it to Nissa Vogel. She's wide open on the wing. Shot on the wing. No good. And the rebound goes to Tejas. Her putback shot is no good. And then it is rebounded by Lund. Lund saves it into Shellstead. And then at half court, Shellstead runs into Nissa Vogel. That'll be a foul against Nissa Vogel. Good sportsmanship there by Taylor Shellstead, just to make sure Nissa Vogel is okay. And we've seen that so many times here. I'm just so impressed with all the schools in the area and their sportsmanship for both boys and girls. But now we have a timeout on the floor. Do not go anywhere, folks. We got 5:40 to go in the game. Eagles lead this one 74-66.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
All right, so the Blue Jays calling a timeout here as they trail the Eagles 66-74. Taylor Shellstead leading the way here for the Eagles tonight. 29 points for the sophomore, having an incredible game. Abby Bond also in double figures with 13. Macy Lund has 11 for the Blue Jays. Coco Dunick has 20 points, but she is being outdone offensively by Nissa Vogel, who has 8 3-pointers. Does the senior guard 24 points. The Eagles had a 17-point lead with 13 minutes to go at 58-41. Really thought the Eagles would run away with it from there, but they have not been able to put away the Blue Jays here tonight and now lead by just 8. And now we got a double dribble violation at the half-court line against Shellstead, and the Blue Jays will get the ball back. We have 5.5 minutes to go. The Eagles coming to this game with a 10-2 record overall. The Blue Jays with an 8-6 record. The Blue Jays have actually lost their last 3 games. Prior to losing those 3 games, they had won 8 of their previous 9 games, but are on a current 3-game losing streak, trying to get one against the Eagles. And now Micah coming from the top of the key, knocks down a triple. She's got 3 3-pointers with a total of 9 points, and we have just a 5-point game. Eagles now with Lund. Lund defended by Dunick. Able to turn the corner. Gets it down low into Lee. And Lee is fouled on the play. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. The foul is going to go against Lauren Tejas. And for the Blue Jays, Lauren Tejas, that is going to be her 4th personal foul. Team's 6th. And Lee's first free throw on the way. And it is good. Nothing but the net on that one for the sophomore, Lee. And now Regan Swart will check in for the Blue Jays for Tejas. Paige is going to have to take a spot on the bench here with her four personal fouls. Second free throw up on the way and also good. So 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Eagles now 6 for 8 from the free throw line in the second half. They were 5 for 5 in the first half. So the team doing a very good job. Now we got a steal by Lund. Lund, 2-on-2, fast break. She's going to slow it down. And now, now pulls up. She's wide open from the three-point line, but it does not hit the rim. Ball goes out of bounds and back to the Blue Jays. Macy Lund had a wide open look as she turned around to slow it down, and then the Blue Jays kind of lost track of her as they tried to pick up a person to guard, and Macy ended up with a wide open shot, just couldn't knock it down. Get past to Vogel. Vogel back to Micah Dunnick. Micah Dunnick driving in, interior pass to Mulder. Mulder's shot is good, and she draws the foul. Molly Mulder with the and-one possibility here. And so the foul is going to go against Macy Lund, her second, team's fifth, and Molly Mulder with the free throw back of the rim and falls down. So the old-fashioned three-point play for Molly Mulder. She now has 13 points in the game, and the scoreboard says 70. Now it is correct. 76-73 is your score, and another turnover here by the Eagles would give the Blue Jays the ball back. This is an incredible run here for the Blue Jays, trailing by 17 with 13 minutes to go. Now have a chance to cut the deficit to just one, and now the scoreboard deck does say 72-76. And that three-point shot by Regan Swart is good. Regan Swart coming off the bench, knocks down the triple. She's got 6. And the Blue Jays fans standing on their feet. 76-75 is your score. 3:55 to go. Eagles with the lead. Shelstead being harassed by Nissa Vogel, and they're going to call the blocking foul. That'll be Nissa Vogel's third, and see, it will be a bonus 1-1. Seventh team foul now for the Blue Jays. That'll send Shelstead to the free throw line. Shelstead, 29 points on the night to go along with seven rebounds and 3 assists. Free throw on the way. It's good. So she will get the bonus free throw into the game. For the Blue Jays comes Tejas as she takes the place of Swart. How about Swart coming off the bench here for the Blue Jays, knocking down a triple. And in for the Eagles comes Cassidy Olsen. She takes the place of Addie Bond. 77-75 is your score. Eagles leading this one. 3:51 to go in the game. Second free throw for Shelstad is good. Shelstad 4 for 4 from the free throw line. That's where the game is going to be won today. It's going to come down to 3 free throws. Micah Dunnick gets it to Mulder. Mulder, near side to Vogel. Vogel's three-point shot rims in and out, no good. Molly Mulder with the rebound. Mulder gets it back to Vogel. Vogel on top to Micah Dunnick. Back to Vogel. Vogel looking to drive. Pulls up from the block. Shot no good. Rebound goes to Mulder. Her shot is blocked by Cameron Lee. And back now come the Eagles, leading 78-75, 3:20 left. This is Lund. She kicks it back to Shelstead. Three-point line. Driving to the top of the key. Now makes a spin move back. And now the Eagles will reset. Olsen has it. Olsen looking down low into Lee. Lee defended by Mulder. Now has to hand it off to Lund. Lund on top to Shelstead. Shelstead makes a move on Dunnick. Drives all the way left-handed layup on the way. No good. And the rebound goes to Olsen. Olsen's putback shot. That one is no good. Cameron Lee with an offensive rebound putback. And that one is good. 80-75. Eagles lead. 2:45 to go. Dunnick. Free throw line extended, driving in, left-handed layup, on the way, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and she will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul is going to go against Cameron Lee, her third, team 6. So now both teams in the bonus, but this is going to be a two-shot foul opportunity for the junior guard, Coco Dunnick. Free throw on the way is no good. Coco's birth name is Colette, but Coco is a well-known nickname for her. Second free throw also short, so a missed opportunity there for the Blue Jays. Taylor Shelstead comes down with the rebound, her 8th, And now Shelstead makes a move, top of the key. Pulls up from the free throw line, shot on the way. Rims in and out, no good. Falls on the floor, picked up by Dunnigan. And Dunnigan and Shelstead run into each other. And once again, good sportsmanship. There's a Blue Jay picking up an Eagle in Shelstead, and an Eagle in Lee picking up Dunnick, a Blue Jay. So now Coco Dunnick will go back to the free throw line to shoot the bonus 1-1. She is 3-for-7 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 20 points. Blue Jays down by 5, 2:28 to go. First free throw is good, so she will receive the bonus free throw. Blue Jays played last night down in Hector, taking on the Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart Mustangs. Second free throw, no good, but Coco gets the rebound and has it fall off her knee, but she is able to get the ball back. This is Vogel. Vogel gets it to Micah Dunnick. Micah in to the elbow, now near side. Coco, three-pointer, it's on its way. That one rims in and out, no good. But Molly Mulder gets the rebound, and then her pass back to Dunnick is stolen by Lund. Lund gets it ahead to Shelstead. Shelstead now defended by Nessa Vogel. Shelstead able to turn the corner. Tries to look down low to Lee, but good defense there by the Blue Jays. Now Macy Lund driving on Dunnick, has to kick it back to Shelstead. Shelstead, baseline, gets it to the elbow in Olsen. Olsen out front, now to Macy Lund. They'll reset. We're at the two-minute warning. Oh, a nice lob pass inside to Cameron Lee. Is good. How about that pass? Over the heads of the Blue Jays, finds Cameron Lee for the basket. 82-76 is your score. 1 minute, 40 seconds left to go. Nessa Vogel, three-pointer on the way. That one is good. 82-79, Eagles lead, 130 left to go in the game. Girls basketball action here tonight. Driving in is Stitt. Stitt has that pass stolen. Gets it to Dunnick. Coco Dunnick has a one-on-one break against Shelstead. Shelstead blocks the layup. Ball goes out of bounds. He'll stay with the Blue Jays. How about that from Taylor Stitt? One-on-one against Dunnick and gets the block. Taylor Shelstead with two fouls in the game, so she probably could afford to have another foul here. Nessa Vogel, three-pointer corner, rims in and out, no good, but the rebound goes off the hands of Stitt and Olsen as they both jumped at the same time. The ball goes out of bounds, so the Blue Jays will throw the ball in underneath their own basket. I think we're going to keep it here. 1:11 left to go in the game. Lacko Parle still leading this game 82-79. They have led this game almost in its entirety. The Blue Jays scoring the first point on a free throw on their first possession of the game with 17:43, so just 17 seconds into the game. But it has been all Eagles ever since. They went on a 14-4 start after that and have led the entire way. But the Blue Jays now, within 3 points, they have the ball. They have been led by the senior guard, Anissa Vogel. She's got 9 3-pointers tonight, and I don't know about the school record, but I'm sure that is a school record. 9 made 3-pointers. She has a total of 27 points. Coco Dunnick, the junior, with 21 points. So look for the Blue Jays to probably fire off a 3-pointer here to try to tie this thing up. The Eagles shooting very good from the free throw line. As I mentioned before, they are 8-for-10 from the free throw line in the second half alone, and they were 5-for-5 in the first half. So if the Blue Jays got a foul, the Eagles will go to the free throw line. Both teams with 7 fouls, so each foul here for either team is going to result in free throws. But if the Eagles can get one stop here and get to that free throw line, they can start icing this game away from the free throw line. So now the inbounds play. This is Dunnick, top of the key, takes a high screen from Mulder. Far side to Micah Dunnick, now to her cousin Coco Dunnick. Coco looking for some help, gets it to Micah in the corner. Now Mulder. Mulder gets it back to Dunnick. Coco, three-pointer, it's coming. That shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Lee. That is a big-time rebound there for Lee. She now has 6 rebounds, and see how long the Blue Jays take. 45 seconds left to go. See who they want to foul and when. Coco Dunnick trying to get the ball, and then we get a timeout called by Lacko Parle as Shelstead fell on the ground. No foul call made, so maybe we'll take a break this time. We got 39 seconds left to go. The Eagles up by 3.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Stop in and visit with Carrie Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her office is located in the First Security Bank of Canby.
All right, welcome back to the gymnasium here. We got a good one. Central Christian Lacoparo girls basketball, 82-79 is your score in favor of the Eagles. A high-scoring affair. These teams average in the 50s in points scored, and we're both at the 80-point mark here. Well, actually, the Blue Jays at 79. So Taylor Shellstead with it, defended by Dunick. She gets it to Macy Lund. 30 seconds left to go. Lund drives in, and she is finally fouled by Nissa Vogel. For Nissa Vogel, that is now going to be her fourth personal foul. So two Blue Jays now with four fouls in Lauren Tages and Nissa Vogel. Coco Dunick with three fouls. Molly Moeller with just one. And the free throw by Lund. Wow, how about that? Just cool, calm, collective, took a deep breath. Nothing but the bottom of the net. First free throw good for Macy Lund. 79-83 is your score. 28 seconds. Second free throw also good. And we get a timeout. So we'll keep it here on this timeout. That timeout is the last timeout now for the Blue Jays as they have none left. The Lacoparo Valley Eagles still with two timeouts left. So we got 28 seconds left to go. The Blue Jays down by five. And with the way the Lacoparo Valley Eagles are shooting free throws here tonight, and especially in the second half, they've only missed two free throws all night long. The Blue Jays really have to go to the three-point line, but they got a lot of different options. They've had four different players make at least one three-pointer here tonight, led by Nissa Vogel. Certainly, they're probably going to look to their star junior guard in Coco Dunick, but the Eagles have got to pay attention to Nissa Vogel. Micah Dunick, the junior, also with three triples in the game, all in half number two here for the Blue Jays. Regan Swart came off the bench and knocked down a three-pointer a couple minutes ago, but Regan currently on the bench here. So look for the Blue Jays. They're going to try to, I'm sure, set a high screen of some sort for Coco Dunick, and or maybe try to drive in. Maybe they can drive, suck in the defense, and look for Nissa Vogel. But if you're the Eagles, those are the two people you want to pay attention to, is Dunick and Vogel. So Vogel, she will start here, 28 seconds left, and she's going to jog it across the timeline. Now she sprints forward, takes a high screen, gets it back to Micah. Now Coco Dunick, she's going to free throw line extended. That shot off the glass, no good. And how about that? Another rebound for Cameron Lee. Blue Jays going to have to foul. This is Shellstead. Shellstead certainly not going to want to pass it out of her hands. 7 seconds left, and now the Blue Jays are just going to let her dribble off the clock, and that'll do it. So the Lacoparo Valley Eagles hang on to this one. What a game here tonight for these two teams as Lacoparo wins this one 84-79. But do not go anywhere, as we have the Neon Needles post-game show. I'll see if I can get the coach to come up here for the post-game interview. And we'll be right back in a minute or two, and we'll bring you the Neon Needles post-game show.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacoparo County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacoparo County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacoparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacoparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com. Also brought to you by Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, where they carry a complete line of Baldwin filters for ag, auto, construction, and truck. Baldwin filters clean better, last longer, and hold 25% more dirt, and they're available at Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 320-769-4337.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back here. What an exciting game here as your Lackawanna Valley Eagles defeat the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays 84-79 in a wild, wild game here. If you like offense, you have it here tonight as we have the Neon Needles post-game show. And I'm joined now by head coach Dylan Erickson. And Dylan, this game, I really thought that you guys would run away with this about 8 or 9 different times, but the Blue Jays just didn't go away, and then it ended up being quite the barn burner in the end.
Absolutely, yeah, they're a really good team, and I knew at halftime, you know, we made shots in the first half, right? We got good looks, though. So, I mean, if we play good on defense in the first half, and we're going to get good looks, shots will fall for us. That's what happens. When we play good on defense, we get shots on offense, but holy cow. I knew it was gonna come in the second half at some point, and then it just kept coming in waves and waves and waves, and they made shots. I mean, 31, wow. She had 9 of them, you know, and probably shot 80%. I mean, she just couldn't miss.
She did. We have that. I really think she probably was 8 for 10, and we're getting those numbers here total up. And it is just crazy, but every time it seemed like you guys jumped out to a lead, and it just kind of felt like you were going to run away with it, because that's how you played in the second half in Prinsburg. It was a tightly contested first half, and you kind of ran away with it. And did you kind of have that feeling even in this game, just the way that game started here tonight?
I did, especially because we're the kind of team right now, and we're trying to be more consistent and play two halves. We have one really good half where we come out a little flat, and we're always coming from behind in the second half. Well, tonight was the first half, okay? We played really well in the first half. We got in. We got a little complacent. Shots didn't go right away for us in the second half, and they kept battling back, and that's all our tale of our games, the tale of two halves for sure. That's us this year to a T. So if we can kind of learn to be more consistent and start with the fast start, that was awesome. But then we got let up in the second half. Yeah. You know, look at the scoreboard or what have it. They come on some runs, and we just back down with a little bit of pressure and things like that. They changed their defense up. They went to man. And like I said, we see a lot of zone, so we're getting better and better at zone. But, you know, against a good, hard man, too, we're learning there, too, to make the right reads and find the right openings and some new stuff we're trying to do this year. And it's great to see. It's a great conference win. Anytime you can beat them, you know, on their home court or here, it doesn't matter. It's always a big win for us. So
yeah, and that win improves your record now to 9-2 in the conference. You're a little bit behind in the conference games. The Blue Jays and the McRae Wolverines, each with 2 conference games left, but now you've put yourself with a 4-game cushion, but you do have 4 games to go. So, you know, you obviously the worst-case scenario is a tie, but I know that you don't want to end it with there.
Not at all. We're not satisfied there yet. And, you know, we're not going to be able to make up that. We'll be 1 game short because we won't be able to make up that YME game. So we're going to be a game short, but we got one Friday. And we got, I think, Tuesday or Monday next week, and then Thursday, Friday again. So we still got 4 big ones left, and we got 4 opportunities to go out there and kind of clinch the conference or, you know, get better anyway. So.
Yeah, and of course, when you get to the tail end of the year, you got anytime you play the South has been a lot better than the North teams have, and you've got a couple South games coming up that I think that will really prepare you for subsections. And anytime you can play a game against Mineota, that's a nice measuring stick going into the postseason,
especially late in the season like that. Yeah, we kind of see where we're at with things, you know, and everything we've been trying to do all year. We'll kind of put it to a test these next few games and kind of see where we're at right leading the playoffs. But I told these girls, sky's the limit for us. I mean, we can match up with anybody, and we can play with anybody. It's just we have to believe it, and we have to come out and show that right away in games and not always be climbing from behind. Because when you start playing postseason, if things get physical, better defense maybe, and things like that, and you can't just climb out of all these holes all the time, and that's something we just got to start limiting. But, again, super proud of them. They kept their composure, never got down. They kept coming at us, made shot after made shot, and so I'm super proud of them and the way they handled themselves and still come out with a big victory.
So would you ever guess at halftime, I don't know if you're a guy that looks at stats at halftime, but do you know that at halftime, your girls at halftime were shooting 12 for 19 from the three-point line?
That's crazy, isn't it? That's unbelievable.
They finished 15 for 26, so it's still 57%, and it's got to be one of the better shooting games. But usually, you know, basketball kind of tends to be like baseball a little bit, is that it is the law of averages, and you think, well, when you shoot that high a percentage in 12 for 19, you think the second half you kind of come out flat, but they still stayed aggressive with it, but also didn't force any shots. You got to be pretty proud of your girls.
Right.
They were patient and waited for that open look.
Exactly. No, that's the thing we preach. We tend to sometimes settle and get to a one pass and a shot, or, you know, don't get into that secondary attack mode, or get even one ball reversal or a post touch, and that's things we're getting much better on. Like I said, they were hitting threes. We could have come down and started jacking them and tried matching them again,
yeah.
and that's how things would have went south really fast. So, yeah, like you said, I'm just proud of the way they battled and looked for good opportunities, and everyone got to look at the ball and got to touch the ball and got the ball moving. So, again, something to learn from, though. You know, we've had every kind of game. We've had great starts and up, and then teams come back in the second half. We've had really, really, really slow starts and had to climb back for the last couple seconds. And we've had complete games, too, where we've kind of played both good in both halves or not have our 5-6 minute lapses,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's been good to see, and we're getting there, you know. So
yeah, it was just great. So the final numbers: 14 for 27 were the Blue Jays on the 3-point line, and 15 for 26 for your girls, and it was just incredible. With right about a 13 minute mark, you did hold a 17 point lead, and then the Blue Jays just got hot. And Nissa Vogel, as we said, 8 for 10 from the 3-point line, and just a great way for your girls to learn to hang on. Because close games, when you get in the postseason, I know that you would have loved to have come out of the way with this with a 20-25 point victory, but it's got to be a little bit to say about you learn to hang on to a game. And how good were your girls from the free throw line? Is this something you practice?
Only
had two misses all game today.
And that's literally something we focus on every single day at practice. Any situations we can be in, no matter how tired we are, fresh we are, or block, any kind of situation we can be in, if we can make free throws on the stretch, we're going to win games. And that's the thing that happened here tonight. But back to your first point, I mean, yeah, I kept telling we're in the zone trying to limit, you know, Coco, obviously,
yeah.
One of the best scores in the
yeah.
conference for sure.
Yeah.
And then they start hitting shots and shots, and we start cheating out, and then she's diving through the middle, and she just kept hitting them. We're cheating over steps, and I know maybe some fans were like, why don't you just play man-to-man defense? Well, they haven't watched all our games this year.
Yeah.
We just get complacent then and watch and stuff. So we try to do stuff we're used to doing, but we had to go man at the end, and they buckled down and played hard, too.
Yeah,
so, we changed a lot of things up, and I know some fans are like, oh, play some man defense. And I know, but...
Yeah, it is different when you're not in the gym with the girls, and you certainly, in a game like this, you don't want to do something that you don't practice.
Right.
Because then you really never know what's going to happen.
Right, trust me. I love playing matchup defense, yep. Down the stance and doing it, but that's learning, and you have to have the personnel, and it's what we're comfortable in, and if they're comfortable, that'll make things a lot easier for us, too. If they're uncomfortable and unsure, you know, and where they're supposed to be and things like that, then that makes it harder on offense, and just don't want to get in their head too much either. So we got to still do what we do best anyways, or what we're trying to teach and stuff. So,
Yeah, it was just a great game. I was glad to be here, and I certainly want to thank your time, Dylan, for coming up here. And
yeah, we totally appreciate you having covering the game. kind of goes full circle here. I just remember coaching your little guy in seventh grade. You know, when you can stroke it then, you can stroke it now, and then to see you covering a game a little bit. So it's super fun just how things, you know, go full circle.
Yeah,
you really appreciate it.
It just kind of shows you how small the world is. As Dylan mentioned, he used to coach during AAU ball, used to coach my son, and it's fun to see these familiar faces on the sidelines. And Paul, you know, I'm taking over for Paul here tonight. And Paul, I hope you're doing well.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you're doing all right.
Thanks for all you guys having me. Thanks, guys, to the radio station for having me here. And Dylan, a great win as you improve your overall record to 11-2, and you can start smelling that Canada Conference North championship.
Right. That's the goal, right? So we're getting there. We're getting close. So, again, appreciate it, and go Eagles.
Absolutely. So Dylan Erickson there, head coach of Lackawanna Valley Eagles, his team comes off the victor here today, 84-79. I'm just going to run down some stats here from the game here today, and we'll start with the visiting Blue Jays, and we'll just go on numerical order. So Regan Sword finishes with 6 points, one assist. Micah Dunnick, 9 points, two rebounds, two assists, two steals. Molly Mulder, 13 points, nine rebounds, just about a double-double for Molly. One assist, three blocks, two steals. Lauren Tejas had 3 points, four rebounds, one assist, and one block. Coco Dunnick, 21 points, three rebounds, two assists, two steals. And Nissa Vogel, 27 points, one rebound, three assists, and one steal. The Blue Jays, as I mentioned, finished 14 for 27 from the three-point line, 10 for 20 from the two-point line, for 50%. For the hometown Eagles, Macy Lund, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Addie Bond, 13 points, 1 rebound. Taylor Shellstead, 31 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Cassidy Olson, 4 points, 8 rebounds. Tori Bungarden, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Cameron Lee, 11 points, 7 rebounds. And Alex Stitt had 6 points. And at Paul Ramo, as always, he always picks a player of the game, and I'm going to have to go with Taylor Shellstead, the sophomore. Just did a little bit of everything. Played some defense when it had to be played, handled the ball when it needed to be done, leads her team in scoring and in rebounds, 31 points, 8 rebounds. She shot 7 for 10 from the three-point line. It just doesn't get any better than that. So Taylor Shellstead, the sophomore, my pick for the player of the game. And that'll do it for this Neon Needles post-game show. As we had a nice chat there with head coach Dylan Erickson, and the Subway player of the game, as I mentioned, goes to Taylor Shellstead. But quite an exciting game here, and I just want to thank all of you for joining us here tonight as the Eagles win 84-79. I want to thank Q92 for having me on here tonight. And Paul, I hope you get better. Hope you're well soon. And I hope to see you again in another gymnasium here shortly. But from Lackawanna, my name, Brad Greenwald, saying goodnight from Lackawanna.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guestwine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, B. Johnson Electric, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hentho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Eva was a fast thing most everybody knew, while other girls were running wild. Eva flew. Her life was the fast lane, but it soon began to show. So I begged her with me to go to a little home here in Idaho, with the blackbirds and the crows. One year we were happy and tried to keep our lives on track. While I was looking to the future, Eva was looking back. She said she missed the old life, and she was truthful, I suppose. The truth was she could never leave. The truth was the nights I'd grieve if I had to let her go. Blackbird sat on the fence line. Crows flew through the sky. I whispered low into Eva's ear, Eva, you're gonna die. She's a half a mile out, a quarter across beneath those wheat field rows. And no one knows who put her there but the blackbirds and the crows. We sit around and I tell them how she's gone. I tell them how she packed her bags and wrecked our happy home. Oh, I tell them she's down in